Welcome to the Marx 1313 edition of the Critical Theory Podcast. Broadcasting from the Columbia Center for Contemporary Critical Thought in New York City, this is Bernard Harcourt.
This is the introduction to Marx 3:13, in which we read and discuss with the philosopher Jean-Louise Cohen of Columbia University Marx's two 1844 articles, Introduction to the Critique of Hegel's Philosophy of Right and On the Jewish Question, in conversation with Claude Lefort's article Politics and Human Rights. Welcome to Marx 3:13. In February 1844, Marx published two articles in the Deutsche Französische Jahrbücher, the German-French Annals, which he and Arnold Ruge edited in Paris. The first was titled An Introduction to a Contribution to the Critique of Hegel's Philosophy of Right, and the second was titled On the Jewish Question. The first article Jean-Hippolyte referred to as a first communist manifesto. The working class, what Marx called the proletariat, burst forth onto the scene for the first time. Praxis, understood as practical activity in the form of revolutionary action, became a categorical imperative. Marx called for radical revolution in Germany by force to overthrow social conditions that, he wrote, debase and enslave ordinary people. And this all followed necessarily, Marx wrote, from an understanding and criticism of Hegel's philosophy of law and the state. The second article, On the Jewish Question, called for a human as opposed to merely legal or political emancipation. Political revolution, though necessary to overthrow a feudal regime, was not viewed as sufficient to produce real emancipation because it merely empowered people to pursue their private egotistical self-interests. Even a human rights framework like the Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen of 1793 was inadequate to fully emancipate people from the yoke of servitude. What was necessary instead was a social upheaval that transforms self-interested individuals into members of a shared community. Together, these two articles in the German-French Annals in 1844 push Marx beyond the legal remedies that he had proposed in his 1842 articles on the thefts of wood, in which we discussed last time at Marx 2:13. There, you will recall, Marx called for a legal settlement based on an internationalist customary right of the poor, universal as to the class of poor people in all countries because of their condition in the social order. But by contrast, in these 1844 articles, Marx recognizes the thoroughgoing political and social nature of the struggle and turns instead to the working class and to social revolution for the realization of human emancipation. So from Marx's juridical writings in 1842, then we turn now in Marx 3:13 to his political writings on the state and the true nature of human emancipation. At Marx 3:13, we will read and discuss Marx's 1844 articles with the philosopher and political theorist Jean-Louise Cohen of Columbia University, in conversation with a commentary on Marx's On the Jewish Question by the French political philosopher Claude Lefort. A former Trotskyist and co-founder with Cornelius Castoriadis of the journal and social movement Socialisme ou Barbarie, Socialism or Barbarism, that was in the 1950s, Claude Lefort became a staunch critic of the Soviet regime and an expert on questions of totalitarianism. In an article published in 1980 under the title Politics and Human Rights, Claude Lefort returned to Marx's article on the Jewish question to discuss the rise of human rights discourse within dissident movements in the Eastern Bloc.